it's a tough old game. It's a League One game. They're all tough, Louis. Stating the obvious, really. It was a little bit scrappy in the first period. A couple of chances for each side. We probably shaded it on chances. Their keepers had one other very good save, but we've had the one that's hit the post. They've had the one that's hit the post. Second half, I thought we took the ball and dominated the second period. But as I say, they got very deep, but very difficult then to break down. And they were just really looking to hit us on the counter. But we maintained a really good concentration at the back. And, you know, the goal could come in any minute, but to come 5 minutes from the end was satisfying enough, especially as it came from Lee Novak, who was a former Chesterfield player. We had a few opportunities in the second period with Josh and Nicky from a Bataka cross. But, you know, we kept knocking on the door, and this time, you know, our persistence paid off.
We saw the change to 4-4-2 at half-time at Gillingham, and it had an improvement in the second half, and so you stuck with that today?
Yeah, stuck with that, and trying to keep the two strikers at home. It led to us being a little bit open at times, but, you know, it's about what you create at home, and we got a very creative four in Luckman, Holmes and McGuinness and Josie. So, you know, we're relying on them to get the goal. And also from the bench, you know, we've got that, showed the fact that we've got that little bit of depth with Novak coming on and Bataka that's not played. I thought he made a fine impact when he came on, gave us something a little bit different as well. So that's important, that, you know, that it's not just the 11, it is the others that, that are participating and coming up with the goods when we need them.
Yeah, as you say, we saw it last week with Nicky and this week with Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my point, yeah.
Still some chances missed at times, so I guess that has been a problem at times this season. There's a slight frustration there.
Yeah. That final third, and teams making it difficult for us at the same time and defending well, but yeah, there were opportunities that we perhaps could have done a little bit better from. But we persevered, that was the thing. We kept going, and it doesn't matter what minute they come in sometimes when a game's it's a draw and it's tight like that. And as you know, it's happened to us when we've conceded the odd goal late on in games, but today it was our turn.
Yeah, Charlton's first consecutive home win since March, and we know how important your home form can be. It's a chance now to try and get on a run here at the Valley.
Well, yeah, the thing is, we've taken 8 points from the last four games now, so that gives us a little seed of momentum. You know, still a lot of work to go, a lot of work to do, but the league is all very tight.